One of the feathers in Reamer, Minnesota's cap is that it is the home of Bigfoot. I attended the Bigfoot Festival recently and spoke with Jen Cruz, Jenna Grover, and Tammy Treichel. They're on a mission to find Bigfoot, and they work on finding Bigfoots all over the world. And they rely on their senses, their female intuition, and they all happen to be psychics, so they also rely on their psychic abilities. I spoke with them about what it's like in the male-dominated field of Bigfoot hunting.
It is a male-dominated world. I was actually on my radio show. I was doing paranormal radio for a few years, and I scored an amazing interview with Lauren Coleman, cryptozoologist. He's got the Bigfoot Museum in Maine, and everybody who knows Bigfoot has seen him on TV. So I had this interview with him, and to prepare for that interview, I watched a few episodes of Finding Bigfoot on TV. I didn't know much about Bigfoot, didn't believe in Bigfoot, really was just hoping for a good interview. And through that interview, he was so excited and so passionate and so intelligent. The things that he shared with me were very interesting and very intriguing. And he had the idea, he thought the secret for success in Bigfooting would be to send women alone into the woods without men, dogs, or guns. And he thought that would be the recipe for success for Bigfoot. And I jokingly said, pick me, pick me. At first it was a joke, but by the end of the interview, I was so intrigued that I said, hey, I actually really do volunteer. So that's kind of how it started, live on the, you know, doing a radio interview. And at first I, you know, as others heard that go on the air, they're like, I want to be on your team. I want to be on your team. So formulated a team, and here we are, you know, and through the process, we've had some come and go. And you quickly see who is working well with you and who isn't. So on top of his idea for his recipe for success with men and without men, dogs, or guns, just women alone, he thought that that was because of the good work that Jane Goodall had done with the chimpanzees and all the other women who did work with the great apes. They seemed to have a better rapport with the great apes, and he thought that would translate also to Bigfoot. So he also said that he felt that men have a pheromone that the great apes just don't like, and he thought that may also apply to Bigfoot as well. You know, of course, we can only speculate in that, but, you know, it seems pretty feasible that if the great apes don't like it, they probably don't either. So it makes sense. Yes. As well as women being less threatening and more accepting, and, you know, he just felt that a lot of the times the Bigfoots that are spotted by the road are almost never family units. They're usually young males who are out on their own, probably breaking all the rules, seeing what's out in the world. And he thought they might naturally be a little bit more curious about women out there and come in a little closer. So that was part of his idea as well. Now, I had been working as a missing person psychic medium and also doing remote viewing for paranormal teams. They would be asked to go to a place that was having difficulty with some activity. And before they would even go there, they would give me either the GPS coordinates or the address. And I would look at it on Google Earth or Google Maps, satellite views, and I would just ask questions about what was happening there. And the information that I would get would be very, very accurate and very specific. I mean, a lot of times, I'm a skeptical person too. Anybody says they're psychic, I'm immediately skeptical. So a lot of times psychics will come up with something that could be true for anybody or any time, and they're like, oh, they're so right. You know, but I was coming up with things on my very first remote view for them that were so weird. And like, for instance, I saw a spirit bear looking at itself and not wanting to be there anymore. And then I said, there's three Indians watching the bear all the time. And I described them. They all had their faces painted, and one had was wearing feathers like a chief would wear. And the next one to it had a wolf pelt on his head. And the next one was wearing a bison fur with horns. And I said, they're just staring at the bear. They're watching the bear all the time. And then I saw a hunter running at me, screaming about something that he shouldn't have done, but I couldn't hear him. But he was telling me there was something he should not have done. And he also told me that, that there was human remains in the house that were not buried. They were not a part of a cremation. They knew that they were there. They did not kill this person. They were not buried. And I was just like, what could that be? That's just really weird. And, you know, I wrote it all down. And everything I saw, I wrote it down. And then I saw something really strange in the house. I didn't even know what it was at first. And what it was I ended up getting the answer. It's tree spirits. They're just really mad and they're raging through the house. And I'd never seen anything like that before. So I wrote it all down. I gave it to them. And they're like, I don't know, Jen, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, it's what I saw. You know, maybe I'm not good at this. So they went there. They get there. They see, as soon as they walk in the door, a big stuffed bear, a real bear. Across from that on the wall is these three Indian masks that have the feathers, the wolf pelt, and the bison fur with the horns. Yep. He goes into the basement, and it's filled with dead animals. This guy was an amateur taxidermist, and he was killing animals just to try to practice. And it was really, I guess it was a very horrifying sight. And I'm not against taxidermy, but and neither was the team that was looking at it. But he said it was so much dead animals that were just mutilated. It was terrible. And then, so that was the hunter yelling at me about what something he shouldn't have done. and then there was a human body in the house. They had purchased a mummy from a museum that had gone out of business. And they said nothing had ever happened there until the tree fell down in the front yard, and then all hell broke loose in their house. So there was the tree. So, I mean, it's very specific stuff that made no sense to me when I was seeing it. So that's kind of how specific and accurate it can be.
That is Jenna Cruz. She is a psychic and a Bigfoot hunter. I caught up with her at the Bigfoot Festival in Reamer a couple of weeks ago. We sat down and talked about her life as a Bigfoot hunter and a psychic and the head of one of the first female Bigfoot hunting teams in the country.
So thinking about that and thinking about Bigfoot, I thought, I wonder if I could scan the woods that way and if that would work. So we've tried out remote viewing. Our very first try, we went out in the daylight. And I wanted to see if there was anything that I could just sense. I sensed an energy, something I'd never felt before, in a very specific place. And so I marked it, and I said, we need to come back here tonight, when after the dark. And they're like, but we didn't find anything here. I said, yeah, but it feels really weird here. I've never felt this before. And so then up the road a little ways, maybe a few miles and around a bend, we did find some Bigfoot footprints. Which I was really shocked about because, again, I didn't believe in Bigfoot. So I didn't really expect to find anything. I was just trying it out. I'm open-minded, but I'm a skeptic. And I grew up in northern Minnesota in the woods. White Earth, my mom is actually a Red Lake tribal member. She raised me at White Earth. You know, I grew up in the woods, and I never had any indication that there was anything there like Bigfoot. So I didn't believe in that. But then that night when we came back to that location where I'd felt that weird energy feeling, got out of the car. The rest of the day, there was five of us that night, and it was pitch black. There was no ambient light. We couldn't see anything. And one of my teammates had borrowed a thermal camera from somebody. It's called a FLIR. And she hadn't really gotten a lot of instruction on how to use that. So I didn't really know that how to use it either, other than you pull the trigger, it takes a picture. But I was looking at the screen. And so she handed it to me, and everybody went to the back of the truck to get their things out of the back hatch. I already had everything on me. So I got out of the car, and I started scanning the woods with this thermal camera. And I got to the point which would be right in front of the car on this little tiny road that has one car only. If you meet somebody on it, good luck. Yeah. One of you's going to have to back up. And as I got pointed towards the front of the road where we would have kept driving if we hadn't stopped, there was a humanoid shape standing there lighting up as body heat. I assumed it was one of my teammates because I couldn't see anything. So, I mean, that made the most sense. And I said, well, who's out in front of the car? And nobody answered. And so I yelled it a little bit louder, who's in front of the car? Nobody said anything. And I kept asking that question with a little bit more anxiety in my voice each time. And Marlo, our teammate, she ran up to see what was going on, and she saw where I was pointing. And she looked at that direction, and she said, oh, I just saw eyes. So I looked up from the screen to see if I could see eyes, and I looked back down, and then it was gone, and I couldn't find it again.
That is Jenna Cruz. She is the founder of She Squatchers, the first all-female Bigfoot hunting team in the country. And I caught up with her and a couple other of her team members at the Bigfoot Festival in Reamer. Tammy Treichel is another one of the team members, and she told me how she got involved with being what they call a She Squatcher.
I've known her for many years. We used to do psychic events together, and we would do psychic events at like Paracon and in Monoman. We've been friends for quite a few years, and at first, you know, when they were doing this, I'd been on her radio show before, and you know, for other things. And then she asked me not too long ago. She said that, you know, I wanted to ask you if you wanted to join our team. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I do want to join your team. And, you know, we've been doing events and doing some hunting. And it's fun. It's adventure. I am such an adventure seeker. That's what I do. I need to have adventure and excitement in my life. So this is just one more piece of me. So
what are you guys going to do if you come face-to-face with the Bigfoot? What's going to happen then?
Take a selfie.
We used to joke that we'd say, hey there, big boy, where you been all my life? But what would we really do? I don't know. That's the thing.
Why do you keep believing?
I mean, we've been in locations where we've had rocks thrown at us from the trees above, where we knew we were not alone. Evidence. We get evidence. We find footprints. We found a den-like stick structure, which we found with remote viewing. And Jenna didn't believe in remote viewing.
Yes, I did not believe in remote viewing, but I did believe in Jen, like I was talking to you before. So I totally believed in Jen, and I figured, well, she's going to lead us somewhere. I believe in her. So I thought, well, I'm just going to follow her with my eyes wide open. And so we ended up driving, went to a specific spot, and there she said, okay, stop the car. We opened up the door, and she got out right away, had all of her equipment ready, and I wasn't quite ready. And she got me ready really quick, because that's one thing that we've been learning is you have to walk out the door ready and willing to go, because these things just may appear and be gone in a quick second. So we ended up, I followed her, and the first thing that we saw was a tower, and we were just like, wow. And we were so focused on this tower, we ended up taking pictures and videos of this tower. And as we walked through the woods, we found the most, I can't even explain it. It was such an intricate structure. And so we ended up taking a look at it. We were videoing, and you know, we were so focused on this structure. I jumped in. I was like, I want to go in there. She was like, okay, that's fine. It was long. I laid down in that structure with my hands way above my head, and there was probably at least 3 to 5 feet taller than my 5-foot frame with my hands above my head. Yeah. So it was just incredible. And the most amazing thing that I couldn't believe was the ground inside. It was so soft. There was no sticks. There was no bugs. There was nothing but soft dirt. It felt like a bed. And I kept telling Jen, I said, Jen, this is so weird. I said, there's nothing in here. But I said, you know, I don't smell anything and I don't see any footprints. So I'm a huge skeptic, you know, and I've been a skeptic for a very long time. It took a long time for me to change and actually start believing.
That was Jenna Grover talking about her experience as a She Squatcher, as a member of one of the only all-female Bigfoot hunting teams in the country. I hooked up with her along with Jen Cruz, the founding member of the She Squatchers, and Tammy Treichel, and talked to them about their experiences as Bigfoot hunters. Isn't there a smell that goes along with Bigfoot?
When we've talked to other Bigfoot researchers, when we go to Bigfoot conferences, we've talked about this with them. Why do they always have a smell? And they said, no, they don't. Some of them actually theorize that they might kind of be like a skunk, where if they're trying to scare you away, they give off a scent. When we do events, you know, we were speaking at the ECBRO Virginia Bigfoot Conference in June, and we've been traveling since then a lot to different places. And we're going to be at the Eye Out Around the Hairy Man Marathon in Vergas. We're going to be speaking there at like 6 p.m., I think, on that day, October 6th. And then we have Paracon in Monoman, in Minnesota. And then we're headed for Tennessee. We're the headlining speakers at the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference in Kingsport, Tennessee. And so that's really fun, but when we were at the Virginia Bigfoot Conference, the place was packed, and a lot of them were women. They were really excited to come and meet us.
That was Jen Cruz. She's the founding member of the She Squatchers, an all-women Bigfoot hunting group. And I caught up with them in Reamer, Minnesota while I was visiting Reamer a couple of weeks ago. You can catch up with the She Squatchers on their website and follow along with what they're doing and watch videos that they have put together on some of their hunts. Their website is simply shesquatchers.com. You're listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. I'm Katie Carter, and this week, we're visiting Reamer, the home of Bigfoot.